This is Fresh Air. In the new mystery novel Evergreen by Naomi Hirahara, a Japanese-American family that had been interned during World War II returns home to a Los Angeles that isn't what they remember. They're still settling in when the daughter finds herself caught up in a murder. Our critic-at-large John Powers says Hirahara has a knack for using a crime story to capture fascinating social history.
The late historian Mike Davis dubbed Los Angeles the city of sunshine and noir. In L.A., the promise of pleasure and prosperity exists side by side with darker energies, the kind you find in novels by James M. Cain and James Ellroy, and movies like Kiss Me Deadly and Chinatown. The city's history casts shadows that are long and deep. You see them clearly in the absorbing new mystery Evergreen by Naomi Hirahara. The book is a sequel to her acclaimed 2021 novel, Clark and Division, about a Japanese-American family who'd been locked up in the Manzanar concentration camp. In Evergreen, the family returns home to a 1946 Los Angeles, where they discover that their old world has been erased. Homes taken over, businesses seized by the state, the little Tokyo neighborhood transformed into an African-American enclave known as Bronzeville. Our hero is Aki Nakasone, a recently married young nurse's aide at the Japanese hospital in the Boyle Heights area of East L.A. One day, Aki treats a battered old man who turns out to be the father of Babe Watanabe, the best man at her wedding, and the best friend of her husband, Art, with whom he fought against the Nazis in Italy. Good at jumping to conclusions, Aki fears that Babe may be abusing his dad. Matters soon get worse. The old man is shot dead in his hotel room, and Babe proves, well, hard to find. And so, in her unobtrusive way, Aki starts playing detective. While Art spends long hours working at the local Japanese newspaper, Aki looks for clues, a search that takes her from the elegant reaches of Pasadena to the squalid Burbank refugee camps where many returning Japanese Americans must live, to the Bronzeville nightclubs, where Charlie Parker played bebop, and the different races mix out on the dance floor. Aki encounters scads of characters, an offbeat private detective, a reformed thug, war-damaged GIs and crooked cops, even a sympathetic Jewish landlord who knows what it means to have your people put into camps. Now, crime stories can sketch a portrait of society in many ways. Hirahara's approach is what we might call domestic. Not dwelling on bloodshed or perversity, she anchors her crime story in the realities of Aki and her family's daily life, be it her father's doomed dreams of getting back his old job at the Japanese produce market, taken over by whites, to Aki's marital troubles with Art, who, like so many vets who saw deadly combat in World War II, has a hard time talking about what he experienced. Along the way, Hirahara gives us a vivid picture of a roiling post-war L.A., where Chicago gangsters are moving into town, the KKK is burning crosses outside the Jewish frat at USC, Japanese Americans are struggling to regain property seized from them by the state, and the LAPD can't quite decide who they dislike the most, black people or the Japanese. But Hirahara doesn't let historical background overpower the search for the killer. We're carried smoothly along by Aki's voice, calm, sensible, good-hearted, if sometimes a bit petulant, and by our sense of her growth. One of the novel's pleasures is watching her become increasingly bold, going from a diffident young woman to one willing to take chances and stand up for what she thinks is right. Now, the noir sensibility is famously bleak. Its protagonists live in a fallen world and are themselves often lost souls. Like Walter Mosley in his great E.Z. Rollins books, Hirahara shows us a corrupt L.A. whose most endemic corruptions come steeped in racism. But, and this too recalls Mosley, she doesn't wallow in the self-indulgent cosmic nihilism that defines too much noir. Early in the novel, Aki and her family rent a place in East L.A. In a way, this new, much smaller home is a symbol of all they've lost since being forcibly removed from their house in suburban Glendale. Yet for all her awareness of what was done to Japanese Americans, Hirahara doesn't let Aki or Art sink into hopelessness. On the contrary, the street they move to gives the book its title, Evergreen, a word filled with the promise of life going on.
John Powers reviewed the new mystery novel Evergreen by Naomi Hirahara. On tomorrow's show, writer and humorist R. Eric Thomas talks about his new book of essays titled Congratulations, the Best is Over. In it, Thomas explores what it's like to move back to his hometown of Baltimore as a middle-aged man. He asks the question, what's the expectation when you and your home have changed beyond recognition? I hope you can join us. Keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews. Follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Adam Staniszewski. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.